Hello, everybody. Today we are going to be talking about the happiness and self-awareness of a teenager. Being a teenager myself, I have undergone some of the emotional problems that other teenagers have gone through. So I have some tips, some tricks, and also some that don't work. So, yeah. So when you just are feeling down, you immediately deflect yourself and say, do I have to go to a counselor? Do I have to go get therapy? Is something happening? Do I need medicine? But no, you really don't. All you need to do is learn self-awareness and self-love. Because a lot of teenagers have grown out of that self-love or love for others. And they still don't really understand it. Basically, Google says to me that you need praise, encouragement, and positive attention to achieve happiness. But you really don't. You can get negative attention and be happy. Because you're getting attention. And you could get encouragement for a wrong thing and not be happy. So, you don't go off of what Google says. And it also says to respect people's rules and boundaries. But you have to do that as a kid as well. So, that's not going to make me happy. If I can't talk to someone because of a rule, is that going to make me happy? No. And it says clean and fair rules help teenagers feel safe. They don't. They make us want to go and rebel more. So, what are they trying to say to us? It also says that a healthy lifestyle. I kind of agree with that, to be honest. But some lifestyles, you can't help it's not healthy. You could be living in the ghetto, and that's not very healthy. So, you can't go off like that. Because some people don't even have the choice to live in a healthy lifestyle. I know you might not be able to do drugs, or you might not be able to do drugs and all that. That's achieving a healthy lifestyle. But sometimes you can't change your healthy lifestyle because that's the way that you live. It also says family relationships. You might try to mend your family relationships. You might go off to the end of the world to try to mend that relationship with someone in your family. But the other person might not want that, and they might not be trying. So that's not going to help you achieve happiness unless the other person wants the same exact thing. It also says your physical health. I go on a walk and do a 30-minute workout video every day. I have struggled through anxiety and depression, and it's not very helping. I'm sure I want to be more healthy, I want to look better, I want to feel better about myself, but that's not really going to make me happier. And then it says mental and emotional health. You can't immediately snap your fingers and have your mental health change, and you can't snap your fingers and change your emotions in a second. It also says to have a positive focus. But what is positive? And then it says to try different activities. What if you can't? I know these are a lot of what ifs, but you can't rely on a Google site to tell you how you can achieve your happiness. You can't rely on books or movies to tell you how you can change and be happy. Because you know deep inside that happiness comes from within. Not from reading a site, not from watching a movie, not from reading a book, because they don't know what you're going through. They're going off of their own experiences. And that's what I have to say about happiness. Happiness it's like a road, and it has a lot of bumps, and it has a lot of turns, and it has a lot of potholes. And some say you might crash. You probably will crash. But You'll get up. You'll pay the fee. You'll keep going. So don't give up. Don't take that one step that will hurt everyone around you. Because you can achieve happiness, but it's from within. And people say that meditating and therapy and all of that is a way to achieve happiness. Medicine is not a way to achieve happiness. It's a way to make you feel better about yourself. Not for a long time. If you take one pill and then you don't, you won't change your happiness forever. Maybe for an hour. Maybe for a day. But not forever. Like I said, happiness comes from the inside. And at the same point, teenagers, we go through that emotional stage of having all this hormones. Sorry, I couldn't remember what to say. And we expect a lot from the world. And we have a lot of pressure on our shoulders as ones that are going to be the successors in the future. And it says that eating a balanced diet is going to make you happy. I eat a balanced diet, and I'm not that happy. Remember that no one can help you achieve your happiness but yourself. No one can immediately have magical powers and tell you you're going to be happy. It takes time. It takes a lot of time. Because being a teenager can be tough. Because there are changes taking place in your body and brain that can affect how you learn, think, and behave. And if you are facing tough or stressful situations, it's normal to have emotional ups and downs. But if you've ever been overwhelmingly sad for a long time, a few weeks to months, and you're not able to concentrate or do things that you usually enjoy, you may want to talk to a trusted adult about depression. And if you have it, you'll get over it. You'll get through this. Don't give up. There is a path ahead of you that will literally be the best thing of your life. This is just a bump in the road. Thank you.